Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Charleston Guest Leonard's Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
Good morning and welcome to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. We got a celebrity in the house, major celebrity, and it's always good to bring this guy in because it seems like every time we're, and I'm shuffling papers here like I'm trying to throw newspapers again, every time we have a chance to get with this guy. It's a whole lot of fun, and you hear him every Sunday afternoon, well, midday, from 11 to 1. He and his partner, Danny Spivey, they have the best golf show on the Gulf Coast. There's no doubt about it. I'm not going to give him any more. You know, I'm not going to build him up any more than that, but the Gulf Coast is blessed to have Randy Bergen hosting a golf show, and this heard all over the Gulf Coast, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and I imagine it even dips down into Louisiana with some of our some of our pods, as Randy says. But Randy Bergen, we're glad to have you in this morning. And man, I had to rush in, had a problem at school, but we got it taken care of, man. But good to see you, Randy.
Well, hey, Coach, it's always good to be here. There's absolutely no question about it. And you know, this kind of brings back some old times. It's been a number of years, but you remember we used to do this quite a bit.
Early in the morning at different locations, and every time I think about that, I think about us just trying to just get somebody there to unlock the door to get us in. Lord, we sat out in front of the Hyundai place a lot of mornings. Is anybody coming? And so, but we always got it done, and it's always great. And the guy that I absolutely love playing golf with, even though he takes money out of my pocket.
That has not been recently.
I'm not able to even buy groceries for my dog. So he takes money from me just about every time I'm on the golf course. But I'm working to get back at that. So we'll see how things go. Randy, a lot of things happened in high school sports, but just not a lot of news. There's a lot of basketball being played. We're really fortunate that we've been able to get basketball in because – with COVID and all of the consequences that occur because of COVID, mamas and daddies sometimes don't get a chance to see their kids play. Grandmothers and grandfathers don't get a chance to see them play. But you know, the beauty of athletics is it's really all about those kids, and those kids are getting to play, and it's a blessing that they're getting to play right now.
Well, you're absolutely right, and it is a blessing that they can play. You know, you want the moms and the mamas and the papas there, and certainly the grandmas and grandpas, and it is a disappointment for some of them that their little fan base, if you will, can't always show up, but certainly glad that they can get out and play. And you've seen that. I mean, you've obviously seen that a lot in college football as well, or college sports as well.
Well, we're going to talk a lot about college football as we go through this day. And we were really expecting old number 89 to come in here, but Kelly kind of put the cajitas on that and said, whoa. And I can only imagine that was not a healthy conversation for me and you to hear. But I can assure you, Russ is taking care of business where he's supposed to be taking care
That's
of business.
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
We were really want you to know about Mark. Mark is not here this morning. His father-in-law, Bobby, passed away Thursday night about 11:30. And Mark and Michelle and the boys are making preparations to have final arrangements done for Bobby, and they're going to do that in Alexander City. He's going to be buried on Wednesday in Alexander City, and I hope all of you will be in prayer for Mark and Michelle and for their entire family. Mr. Bobby, as I called him, was a source of great wisdom, and I can tell you this, that family is as close as any family that I know. They're united, they're holding hands, and they're interlocked together to get through this tough time. And so especially for Michelle and for the boys and Mark and for Mr. Bobby's wife, we ask that you just consider them in your prayer life, because anytime you lose someone, no matter what day, what week, what month, what year, and what age, it is it's tough to get through. And that family will need our prayers. And just pray that you will reach out in the only way that most of you can, and that's by praying for Mark and Michelle and the boys and Bobby's wife. So in saying that, it's always great to have Randy in here. And we're going to talk some golf a little later on. We're going to have my golf pro, who, boy, he has to be my golf pro because I have to have a personal golf pro. And that's Bobby Hall. I can't listen to anybody else. Randy, on the other hand, when Randy's on the golf course, he's got about four different coaches in his ear.
And there's the problem right there.
It is a problem. And one hole, the swing will be absolutely amazing. And then Spives may get a little hold of him a little bit. And
It'll change.
And then when Bobby does get it fixed, it's almost perfect. But Bobby Hall will be with us at 8:30 this morning, and a guy that we absolutely love here at PSR. Tell us a little bit about your show now, Southern Fair. Talk a little bit. Tell them where they can find you each and every Sunday.
Yeah, thank you for that, Rick. Certainly, Southern Fairways Golf Show, you can right here on FM Talk 106.5 is our mother station, and you can hear us on. And we're so happy to be in central Alabama, parts of Birmingham, Montgomery, Auburn, beautiful, beautiful Lake Martin, Sylacauga, Talladega. You can hear us on Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3, a part of Radio Alabama. And, you know, Lee Perryman, Michael, Brandon, they all do a great job up there. But we're so happy to be, obviously, on FM Talk 106.5. This year, Rick, we start our 15th year on Southern Fairways. Of course, has made a name change over the last couple of years. But we're covering the Southeast in golf. We talk a lot of golf. And that's kind of our little slogan, if you will. We talk golf first.
Yeah.
Because we will talk golf. But, you know, we'll talk some other sports as well. Certainly, we'll talk college football. And we plan on doing that tomorrow. Got a big lineup tomorrow for you. It is a cornucopia, a virtual plethora of talent that will be on the show tomorrow. Are you ready for this? I'm going to start you out with a little appetizer. Got a new fellow that's going to be on with us quite a bit. His name is Brett Belliante. Now, Brett is a producer for a lot of the shows on the Golf Channel. All right, you're familiar with
right.
Martin Hull?
Yep.
Okay, he's a producer of that. How about the Swing Expedition with Chris Como? He's on that. He does a lot of production, a lot of producing for the Ooh. Golf Channel. So he'll be on with us. That's going to be at about 11:30. Then One of our favorite places to eat, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. The Voice, Matt Brandt's going to be on with us. We're going to be talking about some of the things that he's got going on over at Boudreaux's. We'll have, how about David Musial?
Wow.
The big man down in Glen Lakes.
Wow.
He does one of the favorite segments, Rick, Golf for Dummies. Okay? It has turned into one of the favorite segments on the show. So if you're not familiar with golf, but you'd like to get into this wonderful game, he's got terminology. He's got a bunch of help for you right there. Golf for Dummies, all right? And then, of course, our good friend Mitch McConnell is going to be on with us as he gets set to go down to Miami to watch the Alabama, the game we're going to talk about here for Monday night. But we got a full lineup for you. Be a lot of fun. We'll give away some golf. You got to tune in from 11 to 1 right here on FM Talk 106.5 and 98.3 Fox Sports Central Alabama.
See, that's a radio voice. You
hear that? Whatever.
You got it.
Whatever.
Got it. And really, and the ladies tell me it's radio face too. But
in
all sincerity, it is the best golf show that I've ever been around, and I mean it. It's full of every stage of golf, from beginners to the Jimmy Green Tour, whatever
Absolutely.
You want to call it,
Absolutely.
Junior golf, high school golf, intercollegiate golf, and LPGA, PGA. It's all on there. So you want to catch that from 11 to 1. We do have, not breaking news, but this past week we have a new football coach at Gulf Shores. We also can tell you a little bit about the top teams that are ranked by the Alabama Sports Writers Association, and we will do that today, boys and girls. The Vestavia job is still open, and we think that is the premier job in the state of Alabama, one of the premier jobs in the Southeast. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And don't be surprised if somebody from out of state comes in and clings to that job, because it will be a job that is coveted by many to replace a legend, Buddy Anderson. Remember, you're listening to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5 and Fox Sports Central. Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios right here in Mobile, Alabama.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. This segment presented by Green & Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
All right, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lantern PSR Prep Sports Report. We are coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in the heart of Mobile. And by the way, it is the home of Mardi Gras, and much to the chagrin of my Mississippi friends. And good morning to you guys in Gulfport, Biloxi, and in even D'Iberville. I see where you guys had a big run-in with the Biloxi Indians last night. So I know that some of my pods are probably pretty happy about that. But got Randy Bergen sitting in here, and I don't say replace for Mark, because he's in adjoinment. They see eye to eye.
Well, I was going to say, when you look over, it's like the same body almost as Mark. I mean, the height is about the same. He is one of my great friends, and he's one of the guys that I do see eye to eye with.
Well, and he's just an amazing, amazing man, and his story is one that should be told.
There is no question about that.
It is an amazing story, and I told him he needs to write a book. Just don't put my name in it. Oh, boy. Hey, I want to go down the run here, Randy, of all the top teams ranked in the state of Alabama, and I don't want to go through the ones that are 2, 3, and 4, and 5. And somebody told me one time, he said, Coach, you know, the Alabama sports writers, and it was a sports writer, a very well-known sports writer, who told me this. He said, Coach, you know us sports writers, we come out and we evaluate talent. We write about talent. Most of us have never stepped on a court. Most of us have never put on a pair of pads. But we have a very intimate passion for the game, whatever the game may be, whether it be basketball, football, baseball, or not. I tell you what, I've got some friends that are sports writers that were really good athletes. And so I don't buy into that too much. So I do take a great deal of – there's a lot of respect coming from this one mic voice that really respects what these guys and gals say about the top-ranked team. So, in boys, in 7A, Fairhope, man, if you have not seen Riley Leonard play basketball, you are missing a show, I'm telling you. It is he's something special. He may be as fine a basketball player as I've seen in this area in a long time. Now, that's not taking anything away from who I think is the best basketball player in this area, and that's Barry Dunning over at McGill-Tulin. But those two guys, they put on a show, and it's not a one-man show. They are so team-oriented. Great passers, great rebounders, great shooters, just a captain on the floor. And so if you get a chance to go out and see a Riley Leonard or a Barry Dunning or a lot of other really good players, I hope you'll take that opportunity to go out and see them. But Fairhope is ranked number one in boys in 7A, and 6A, Huffman is number one. 5A, Ramsey is number one. 4A, right here in Mobile, Williamson is ranked number one. And I wouldn't be surprised to see any of these teams that are ranked number one back at the Final Four. I'm not supposed to call it that, but that's what we're going to call it in Birmingham this year. In 3A is Plainview. In 2A is Midfield. And in 1A is Pickens County. Now, in the girls, in 7A, Hoover. Good gracious alive, Hoover is 18-0. On the other side, the boys, Fairhope, is 17-0 coming into our show this morning. Don't know what they did last night. In 6A, girls, Hazel Green is 19-1. 5A, Central of Tuscaloosa. 4A, Priceville. 3A, Montgomery Academy. 2A is Pisgah. And 1A is Skyline. And I'm still trying to find out where Skyline High School is. It's a relatively new one. And I need to call my buddy Ben Thomas and get him to tell me where that's actually located. But, Randy, you for years and years have been involved with Faulkner State, mm-hmm. calling their basketball games. And you know, we've got a lot of talent in this area, and what a job Robbie's doing out there at Faulkner. And I know that in junior college basketball, you pretty much have to live on local talent. And Bishop State and Faulkner, for a long time, have really relied on this local talent around here. We're loaded with local talent right now.
And you really are, Rick. And of course, as a lot of folks know, maybe don't know, that Faulkner State has been renamed to Coastal Alabama right now, and they've taken on a couple other campuses. But Coach Robbie Robertson has done a great job over there. Listen, he had big shoes to fill.
No
all right, I mean, Coach Jack Robertson, who was there for 44 years, who is a legend in JUCO basketball. Robbie grew up there. You know what? Yeah. Robbie had said on many occasions that his Duke, which is the pinnacle for a basketball coach, is to go coach at Duke. Okay,
right.
Coastal Alabama or Faulkner State was his. Was his Duke.
Isn't that something?
Okay. Man. So he's doing a great job. He and Coach Lynn Lanier, they do. And they go out and they recruit a lot of guys from this area. They recruit a lot of guys from the state of Alabama and just do an awesome job over there. And, of course, you know, you look at Bishop State as well. What do you say about Coach Shelwood? You know, he's been a legend over at that school for many, many years. But to get back to your point, there is a lot of talent here, not just along the Gulf Coast, but in central Alabama as well. And to watch these kids not only take it to the next level, but to see them academically grow, and which is a challenge for a lot of JUCO.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Is to get them to even the next level from there, and to watch some of these guys do that. There's some coaches that really have stepped up and helped these kids grow a lot.
And really, junior college coaches, or community college coaches, as they prefer to be called, junior college coaches have a major, major, major job to do, in the sense that they get kids sometimes that aren't as academically oriented as they should be, and just to try to get them to get a 2-year degree is really sometimes a large mountain to climb.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things that we saw a lot as we traveled throughout not just the state but throughout the South doing these ball games, is when you go to a JUCO game, you would see a kid that's got some great talent. And he felt, since he had such great talent, that he didn't have to go to school, that he was going to be picked up and he was going to be the next Michael Jordan. All right, so I don't have to go to school. I'm going to go straight to the NBA. And let me just say, it doesn't work that way. All right, if you have an opportunity and you're listening to us right now and you have an opportunity to go, whether it's a 4-year school or 2-year school, and you can get on a scholarship and they're actually paying for you to come, if you want to term it that way. Yeah. Take advantage of it. Get your education, okay, because that's going to be first and foremost. The basketball or whatever sport it is, you're going to have fun with it. It isn't, and Rick, you know better than anyone, when you were at Huntington and All-American there, you can have a lot of fun, but you got to take care of academics first.
Yeah. No doubt about it, Randy, and that's something that Jack Robertson, for years and years and years, has really just busted his fanny making sure that those kids – got that education that he promised those mamas and daddies.
That's
he would
exactly
guide
right.
them to, and now Robbie's is doing the same thing. Going to jump over a little bit. Gulf Shores just hired a new football coach. And they jumped into what was a former head coach in the Sun Belt Conference. Had the privilege of covering Sun Belt Conference for 6 long years under the Joey Jones regime, which was a really great regime, and who I think is one of the class guys in coaching, whether it be high school, college, or professional football. And but one of Joey's dear friends, Mark Hudspeth, who was formerly the head coach. Well, first of all, he won a national, not a national, but he won Gulf South Conference championships at North Alabama. He then went to Louisiana Lafayette as a head coach. He then went to Mississippi State and coached, was an assistant coach there. Then took the job at Austin Peay, where he went 11-0, was nominated for the National Coach of the Year in the FBS, and. This past fall, he spent the 2020 season coaching a youth football team at Gulf Shores. Mark Hudspeth, Mark and Tia are going to be a fixture in the Gulf Shores community, and you've hired one heck of a football coach, I can tell you that.
You know, I agree with you. You mentioned that. He was what? He had 11 wins in 2019.
Yep.
The Ohio Valley Conference Coach of the Year. Yep. This is a guy that knows how to make it happen. And Gulf Shores. Yeah, you got a heck of a coach, and that's what you got to look at Baldwin County. When you look at the coaching staff in Baldwin County, not taking anything away from the Montgomery Central Alabama or Mobile area, but in Baldwin County, there's some pretty doggone good coaches in Baldwin County.
There's no doubt about it. And I want to mention Kenny King. What a great job Kenny does each and every Christmas. His foundation, of course, he was with the Arizona Cardinals for a few years, and his foundation provides Christmas for a lot of children in the Daphne area. But back to Mark Hudspeth. Mark and Tia had been coming to Gulf Shores for a long time. They have a home there. And whenever he had a big break, a long weekend in college, he would visit his home there in Gulf Shores. So I think it's a great addition to the coaching staffs throughout Baldwin County. And I can tell you this, he's got a major job. It's a major, major job to take the job at Gulf Shores. And hopefully he can build that job up. Maybe he can make it something a little bit better than what it has been in the past. He does have high school experience. He won a private school state championship in Mississippi. Look for Gulf Shores to be a force to be reckoned with. You're listening to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. The CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly, this crazy world made
all right, welcome back to Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.
Oh, my.
You know, I hear it all the time. You know, you really wish you could be back here and listen to what's going on off the air, because there's really some neat stuff that is said. You just don't want to say it on the air. So just don't say it on the air, man. You know, it's just not cool to say that on the air this morning. So what we're going to do is we're not going to say that on the air. So not saying it. So bye. And if you've ever you ever been to the sorority row in Tuscaloosa, Randy?
Absolutely.
Well, your wishes didn't come true, but
Okay.
You didn't get to play on that field.
No.
That was his wish. But if you walk around Sorority Row in Tuscaloosa and you see all these beautiful, beautiful sorority houses, if you'll notice, they've all got those gas lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
They come from right here in Mobile, Alabama.
Is that right?
Every single one of them.
Didn't know
it's
that.
It's unbelievable to see those beautiful gas lanterns. And that's Charleston Gas Lanterns, where being number one is not a tradition. It's a way of life. And by the way, the only way you can do it, only way you can get with our folks at Charleston Gas Lanterns is do it by appointment only. And you can call them at 251-478-0072.
I have to say this, Rick. You had me – that totally – threw me away right there. I was going off in a different direction.
Oh, I can imagine. I can only imagine. And this is this guy that we've got on the air with us now. I go off in a different direction anytime I'm playing with him, because I want him to teach me, to help me like he's helping you. He reads the putts for you. He tells you when you got a hitch in your gitch. And I need that.
Rick, that comes with a price.
Okay, well, here is our personal pro. And now he's laboring napkins.
Well,
and cups
he's a PGA teaching professional.
Man,
he's been a long time. He's been a long time director of golf, and just a great guy. By the way, an All American cheerleader at Southern Miss. By the way,
I noticed.
Okay,
that. I noticed that.
Sweet swinging. We call him Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall.
Good morning, Pro.
Morning. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, you too. Definitely go in different directions.
Hey, Bobby. Now, tell me how many people you know that have gone out and played golf in a hurricane.
Well, and I have pictures to prove that. We're trying to lock the pro shop up one day, and there's listening out there, Rick and Randy. It's one of the most entertaining shows or events to go around is watch these two play golf, and they have a little dollar bet against each other. And it is, it's life or death between them. So one day the hurricane's coming into town. We're trying to close the golf course. And these two guys want to go play. And off they go with their walking pull cards. We're golf course down. The hurricane's coming. Lightning's coming. The clouds are rolling in. And these two are headed down the first fairway. It was a good story. And, yes, I have the pictures.
Oh, my
goodness.
Thanks
for putting me on. It's good to be with you, too.
Bobby, it's always good to have you on our show, and it is it's a joy coming to us, I guess, live from Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
That's right.
The home of the other Rick Cleveland, who you're very familiar with, Bobby.
Yes, Rick's a great guy, good sports reporter. He runs the Mississippi Hall of Fame now up in Jackson, and then his brother Bobby and their daddy Ace Cleveland was a longtime media director here at the University of Southern Mississippi, and he's a great guy. So, yeah, knowing two Rick Clevelands and both class acts, I'm pretty fortunate.
Well, Bobby, I'm going to let Randy have it from here, but please, next time you see Rick, tell him I'm sorry. just tell him I'm sorry. All the things that people have heard, I'm sure he's had to. That's not me. That's the other guy.
That's good stuff. Hey, we're visiting with Bobby Hall, PGA teaching professional. Bobby, and one of the things coming up in just a couple of weeks, something that you've been very close to, of course, we're talking about the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions that happens down at Tranquillo Golf Course in Orlando. You're the head rules official for the celebrity side. This is the first event on the LPGA Tour, and you'll have a ton of celebrities there that you have buddied up with, and I got to tell you, Rick, all of these guys love Bobby Hall. Okay, because remember, Bobby makes the ruling on these. All right, I will tell you this story. I had. And I don't know if he still likes me or not, Bobby. But Larry the Cable Guy, if you remember last year, couldn't get a rules official out here. Bobby allows me, Rick, to have my own cart and ride around, right? So Larry the Cable Guy calls me over to do this ruling, and I'm on the radio. Bobby, get over here. Larry needs a ruling, and Bobby can't get over there in time. So I go over there and I just make a ruling. And I don't think Larry's talked to me since then, Bobby.
We developed on the celebrity tour. We do an event in Lake Tahoe. We did this one in Orlando. We've done some others in the past around the country, and got some really, really good players out there. I mean, John Smoltz has won a couple of times here, Diamond Resort. Mark Mulder played baseball. Marty Fish, great tennis player, is a really good player. Chad Pfeiffer, he's our national veteran, wounded veteran player. Got Sterling. Got many great players, and so we handle them with kids' gloves. I mean, they do get the proper ruling. They always get the proper ruling. But sometimes you have a celebrity such as Larry the Cable Guy or Charles Barkley, Kevin Nealon, and these guys they're just out there to sign autographs and play. So we've developed what's called the drive-by ruling. You just drive by in your golf cart, say, yeah, drop it there. That's good. Let's go. We make it kind of quick and keep the pace of play going, because sometimes they're just out there having fun. They're not really in competition. But we will handle the ruling correctly. But Randy was right there. Randy gave him the correct ruling, and that's a good story. Larry the Cable Guy is a great guy. He's a good American, and it's just a pleasure to be around. So I'm glad Randy's got to meet some of these guys, because they sure enjoy having Randy around as well.
Well, he looks up to all of them.
Well, there is no question about it.
He definitely looks up to him.
And Richard Dent is no exception. Listen, Coach Larry. I mean, Richard Dent is a wall. He is a wall. That is one of the biggest guys I've ever seen in my life.
Former defensive lineman for the Chicago Bears.
Exactly.
Yeah, an all-pro. Yeah. Yeah, he's something special. He's a great player. Well, Bobby, you get to be around all of these guys, but you have to be the bad guy with the good guys.
Yeah, being the referee, sometimes having to throw that yellow flag at these guys is not what you want to do. But just remembering the rules of golf, the first thing we do when we approach them is, how can I help? I didn't hit the ball there. I'm not the one who made the stroke. And we're just simply enforcing the rules. You know, the bad play that happens on the field, on football or basketball, the foul, we see it, we got to call it. So we're mainly there to help them, and the rapport is very friendly. I think they respect us. We certainly respect them. Being with the celebrities in a golf tournament, they're out of their element. I mean, we're not out on the pitching mound with John Smoltz, and we're certainly not on the basketball court with Ray Allen. He's not on the basketball court. He's out of his element playing golf, and he's behind the ropes, and he knows the cameras are on, and they're scared. There's a little fear in them because they're out of their element. They enjoy it, and that's what brings them all together, is competition. They're still trying to beat each other, but at the same time, they're friendly and very nice. And so it has been nice to develop a nice rapport with these guys. guys over the years, and they call a lot of them friends. It is quite a treat to be around.
We're visiting with Bobby Hall right here on the Prep Sports Report. And, Bobby, glad to have you on board with us today. And we're talking about the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions that happens in just a couple of weeks down in Orlando at Tranquillo. It is the first event on the LPGA Tour, and you'll have some fantastic ladies. And that's one of the things, Rick, whenever you watch some of these ladies play, we always say on our show, if you want to get better, don't go watch Tiger Woods play. All right, go watch these ladies play. The way that they, the way that they swing through a ball and their timing and everything is just absolutely perfect. But we're talking about some of the celebrities that'll be down there that you'll see, and of course, Alfonso Ribeiro has been a guy that we've butted up with. But one of the really neat guys that we've had, and we've had him on the show with us, is a Hall of Famer, NFL Hall of Famer, Marcus Allen. And I think what's so – and, Bobby, I think you will agree with this. Whenever you watch these guys go off, especially when we're starting them on 10, is the way they take that par 5, and they come out swinging. And a lot of these guys can play, Rick. These guys can play some golf. There's a couple of them. Now, there's only one or two, and you know the deal, Bobby, and we probably shouldn't say this, but Michael Waltrip, if you're a NASCAR fan, don't put your money on Michael Waltrip on the golf course, all right?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a real low gear there for Michael Waltrip. If you have. The guy is hilarious. He's almost a comedian when you meet him.
He is.
So witty, and he's so nice, and he just has a cold wind while he's playing. He has an adult beverage and just enjoys himself. But he's a crowd favorite. NASCAR's biggest, of course, and being down in Daytona where the NASCAR is, he's a popular draw down in the Florida area. So what a great person. And, yeah, don't bet on him or Danny Hamlin.
That's funny.
Hey, Bobby, we were just about out of time. Absolutely. Well, look, we're looking forward to seeing you down there. Of course, I won't be there to do it, but nonetheless, hey, look, Monday, we've got a big ball game. Give me your prediction, Alabama and Ohio State for the national championship.
Boy, you know, it's going to be a good one. After watching Ohio State, I just have more respect. I know they got 6 or 7 games in, but they sure look like a bull in a china closet, and they're going to be coming out head on wanting to upset Alabama. But, of course, living in Alabama, I'm going to be Roll Tide all the way, and I'm so happy we have the Heisman Trophy winner from there. And I think Mac Jones will be real steady, so Roll Tide.
Bobby, it is so great to hear you on our show, and we look forward to seeing you soon, pal. God bless.
Well, God bless you, too, and take care. And thanks for what you do for high school sports and the kids out there, Rick. It's a real good deal. Appreciate y'all having me on. Take care.
Bobby Hall, man, I just want to hang out with him. I mean, I do. I just love being on the golf course. Really, he needs to play with us every time we play because he is the
– That would be great.
He is the guy that can set us straight, Rick, side of bounds. Rick.
No foot wedges here, Rick.
Rick, you can't move the ball.
Right.
Bobby.
Well, hey, he's on with us a lot. We love having him. There's no doubt.
11 to 1 on Sundays. You can catch this guy in his pods, Danny Spivey, whose son is probably better than him right now.
He's playing
probably
pretty good.
Jackson Spivey. Yeah. We'll be back with more PSR right here on FM Talk 106.5 with the Charleston Gas Lanterns PSR.
Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report is live every Saturday morning beginning at 8. Now back to the show.
You know, I just can't interrupt Bosco. Just don't have it in me. And
I would have hit you if you did.
Man, I'm telling you. That guy, 74 years old, and still
right
going strong.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell you right now. And, you know, Randy, we're not a political show, and we don't do politics. We just don't talk about it a lot. But I know most everybody in America is disgusted with what has gone on in the last few days. And I don't know who brought it about. Don't know who's got their finger in the pot. Don't know anything about why it is happening, but it's happening. And, you know, when you talk about people that can help you with situations in your state government or your national government, You talk about people here in Mobile and in Knoxville, Tennessee, that can help you, who joined hands and partnered together. We'd be talking about Braxton Counts and Jimmy Duncan. Jimmy Duncan's a 30-year congressman, and he and Braxton Counts can help anyone with governmental affairs. They have great influence in both Montgomery, Knoxville, and in Washington, D.C. And so many people rely on either the state or the federal government for their businesses, and Braxton and Jimmy can put you in front of the right people. So if you find yourself in need of working with Montgomery or Knoxville or Washington, D.C., contact Braxton Counts at 251-476-9900. It's all about relationships, and Jimmy and Braxton have great relationships in all three locations, Knoxville, Montgomery, and Washington, D.C. Randy, Bobby Hall never ceases to amaze me. In a literal way, in the sense that people that know him have the utmost respect for him and truly like him.
There's absolutely no doubt about it, and it was great to have Bobby on. He's been a friend, a great friend for many, many years. Of course, you know, he's down at – and we talked about the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions down there in Orlando. That happens in just a couple of weeks. And, and Rick, one of the things – you know that I've been down there and been a part of that. I'm the starter. I get the guys going, and the ladies on the LPGA get them going, and then I come back on 18, and I do the MC, and I do it with DJ Silver, who is the DJ there.
Again, he's the MC.
I know what I'm saying is seeing all these celebrities, seeing these ladies on the LPGA, and the respect that they have for Bobby Hall. Right. And of course, he has been out at the American Century Celebrity Classic, which is in Lake Tahoe, for over 20 years as the head rules official.
Wow.
The guy is just, he's silk, man. You talk about Boss Skaggs right there being silk. And how about, you know, one of my favorite bands, Steely Dan, Donald Fagen and Walter Becker. I think Bobby is the Steely Dan of golf. All right, how about that little? How about that little
bit
right there?
That's pretty good right there. Now.
But, yeah. Hey, by the way, Annika Swornstam is going to be playing this year. She's coming out of retirement to play in the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions this year. Yeah. So I'm hating it that I'm missing it. They're just not doing any fans or anything, so there's no music. You know, we do that on 18. It's very much like the TPC Scottsdale where they have that big stadium. Nothing of that magnitude.
Right.
But that we'll have 1,000 people around us and just music going. And it is a festive. It's a par 3 that you finish on at Tranquillo. And it is beautiful. It's loaded with a lot of folks, and they're just watching these guys and these celebrities go off and hit, and we've got music going. And not going to happen this year. So,
is it true? This comes from a pretty reliable source. Mm-hmm. Is it true that you were doing a two-step?
The two-step?
On 18, a dance, Randy. It's
I know.
Were
I know what the two-step.
Did you do that there?
I don't know that I called it the two-step. I guess it could be called the two-step.
All right. We'll leave it like that.
Leave it alone.
Hey, guys, if y'all have problems with your cars, you know, we have fender benders all the time. And because people drive like I do. And I'm not the best driver in the world. I get told that a lot. But if you do have a fender bender, I hope you'll call my buddy Chris Garrett over at Premier Collision, 478-4500, 1177 Sledge Drive. I'm going to tell you right now, when you have a boo-boo, you have a hiccup, and your vehicle is dinged up a little bit, go by and see our buddy Chris Garrett, 478-4500, right there on Sledge Drive. And I promise you, when you go in and see Chris, he'll treat you just like he's known you all of his life, and I promise you, you'll go back time and time again. And I will say this, Semper Fi, from a son of a United States Marine to another United States Marine, Chris Garris, one of our favorite people here. Thank you, Chris, for what you do for all of high school sports. I got a chance the other day to go by and see Chris, and one of my favorite people in the whole world, Tommy Lambert, former Alpha agent, one of the most avid supporters of high school sports in our area, and a huge, huge Murphy Panther supporter. Got a chance to visit with Tommy Lambert a little bit, and boy, his wisdom, you just soak it in. Just great to see Tommy Lambert the other day. I know I was going to call you Mark, but because y'all occupy almost the same space when y'all are sitting in here. give us a kind of a rundown on these Alabama players that have – I mean, they have just soaked up the rewards of a fruitful season.
Well, they have. And I listen, when you look at it, it is it's pretty astounding. Of course, the Fred Biletnikoff Award went to who would you think? Obviously, the Heisman Trophy winner as well, Devontae Smith. I thought he was outstanding. I thought that was a great pick. All right. I liked Mac Jones in there, but Devontae got not only Heisman Trophy, but he got the Fred Biletnikoff. You look at Mac Jones, who got the Davey O'Brien for Alabama, left tackle Alex Leatherwood got the Outland. Of course, Najee Harris. All right. I wish there could have been five spots in that in that Heisman Trophy, because he certainly deserved to be there. He gets the Doak Walker Award. All right. And there was a guy that was under the radar. Behind, you look at Waddle, Mac Jones, obviously Devontae. This cat was solid. He was solid. He did a lot of stuff by himself. And Coach, I know that's one of the things you look at in football. After you get hit, how many yards do you get after you get hit? And he did it. He did it quite a bit. Of course, Landon Dickerson, the great center for Alabama, got the Remington Award. So, and the list goes on and on. And we can go through those a little bit later on. But hey, congratulations to all these guys, and certainly deserving.
You know, when you think, it's really funny. Mac Jones comes from a very athletic family.
No doubt.
His daddy, Gordon, and I didn't even realize this till I got a phone call at school the other day. His daddy, Gordon, was an All-American tennis player at Florida State, then went to Flagler University, won the 1977 NAIA National Championship in singles. He and his buddy, Jim Twigg, were the national doubles champions. Now a very, very well-to-do dentist down in Jacksonville, Florida. And Gordon played a lot of tennis with a lot of us all over the country, and just a fabulous, fabulous tennis player. His daughter's a great tennis player at some school in South Carolina, and I can't remember which one it was. His wife, a beautiful lady, is also a former tennis player in college. And Mac Jones, he's not a great athlete. He's not. he's just not. But he's a heck of a dadgum quarterback. I mean to tell you, he comes from good stock, and he's deserving of every honor that he gets, and I hope he leads Alabama to the national championship.
Yeah, there's a lot of us that hope he does as well.
All right, you're listening to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. That's Randy Bergen. He is the host of Southern Fairways TV and Radio Show. I can never remember all that. It's too long for me. But you can catch him tomorrow from 11 to 1 right here on FM Talk 106.5. We'll be.
It's time for the Charleston Guest Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
I love the music. Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. Randy Bergen sitting in for Mark Lassiter. I hope everyone will remember Mark and Michelle and the boys. Michelle's dad passed away Thursday night around 11:30, and hope you will just remember them in your prayers. It's a tough time for family, and they are a close family, and hope you'll be with that family. And Mr. Bobby passed late Thursday night, and funeral arrangements have been made. They will be he will be laid to rest in Alexander City, right down the banks of beautiful Lake Martin. And please just keep Mark and Michelle and the family in your prayers.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Mark, one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet, and you know, figuratively, I have big shoes to fill in this hour. Literally, we have the same size shoe. But he is a great guy, and you know, we love him to death, and certainly thinking about he and his family there.
We are efforting Michael Knapp, the head basketball coach at UMS Wright, who had a huge win last night over the St. Paul Saints, 56-34, played on the campus of St. Paul's. And Michael, if you're listening, we are trying to call you. The CNC Financial and Auto Loan I think he's on the phone now. Phone lines are open at 251-343-0106. We are not caller generated, but we do take phone calls and tape. We take messages as well on our phone lines. So if you want to message us, feel free to do that. But if not, we're going to go right straight to Coach Michael Knapp. Coach, good morning, and thank you for taking some time out away from your family for just a few minutes to kind of give us a rundown on last night's game. A great win for you guys over at St. Paul's, 56-34 win, and I know it had to be pleasing to you. As I watched it on the National Federation Network, I was really pleased with the way our guys played, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Coach Cleveland. It was a great night. Of course, there's a little the St. Paul's game is always really important for our school community, as you know, and as most people in the city know, but this year it's an area game, and so it has a little even extra extra meaning to it, so it was good. We picked up two road wins and area play this week to open up our area season, so it was a great week for us.
Mike, you lost a really great player last year to VMI, Trey Bonham, a player that has gone on and has seen – a lot of playing time as a true freshman there for Coach Dan Earle. Talk just a little bit about him before we talk about this year's team. I wanted to mention Trey because we're so proud of him at UMS Wright, not only because of the basketball player he is, but the young man that he is.
Yeah, he's such a great representative for our school and our program. And you're right, Coach Cleveland, he's had a great start to his college career. Scored 15 in a close loss at Samford last week. And they picked up a conference win at Chattanooga, or at home against Chattanooga later that week. And he's not only contributing, he's one of their main guys and probably their third or fourth leading scorer, and just doing a great job for them, playing behind a senior point guard who it looks like he'll just take over the reins of that program as a sophomore next year. But just doing an outstanding job, and it's so much fun to watch him play at that level. And I always knew he could, and I think too many teams took a pass on him. But he ended up where he needed to be, and he's having a great start to his career.
Well, he comes, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be on this, he comes from a military background. Is that not correct?
No, that's true. His dad was a career Navy man that retired last year after putting in 20-plus years serving our country. And he is from a military family. You're right.
You know, when you talk about your game last night, let's kind of change channels here, but we are so very proud of Trey Bonham. And I had the privilege of coaching him and teaching him, and just an amazing, amazing young man, and we are proud of him. This year's team, it's a different combination. You lost a lot of really good players last year, kind of a rebuilding year for you guys. Talk just a little bit about this team, because it's fun to watch them play. I mean, it's fun to watch
them. You know, we did. We lost seven seniors from last year's team, and they were all program guys who had been playing on the varsity for 2 to 3 years. And you know, so we knew this year we were going to be a younger, much less experienced team. And look, we started slow, and I kind of warned our players and kind of warned our parents along the way. Look, you're going to have to be patient. The coaches are going to have to be patient. The parents are going to have to be patient. The players are going to have to be patient. It's going to take a little time to get this where we want it to be, and that played out. You know, we were 3-10 heading into Christmas, and now we've strung together four in a row, two area wins, won the back two in the William Mitchell tournament, and starting to figure some things out. We don't score it real well yet, but we really guard well, and we've got some guys with some speed and some athleticism that we can do some things in the full court. That's helping us a lot right now.
You know, what I was really impressed with last night, your man-to-man defense, I thought was exceptional. I love watching that. And you can't just single any one guy out, because it's, when you play real good man-to-man defense, all five guys are clicking on the same cylinder.
Well, you have to, and when you don't have a great scoring team, you better be good defensively, or you're going to really struggle. So we put a lot of work into that, as we always do every year. But you know, this year we're spending a little more time on scouting reports with, you know, some specific ways we want to guard some teams, and you know, we got some guys who have to kind of learn on the fly right now. So we're doing a lot of coaching in the game that usually gets done in the practice floor, but we just haven't had a lot of practice time. We've missed 3 weeks together this year too, just with quarantines and shutdowns. But everybody's going through that, Coach. Everybody's
has a player out all the time or has a coach out or has to shut things down for a little while. That's just the nature of the beast right now. But I was really pleased last night, too. We almost had a shutout quarter in the third quarter. We held St. Paul's to 12 points in the first half, and they had 14 after three quarters. We really were locked in defensively last night, and the guys took the game plan. They executed it perfectly. We made one big halftime adjustment to our zone press, and they executed that perfectly, and you could see it in the third quarter.
That's fun. That's fun to do as a coach to watch your kids do exactly what you've worked on so hard in practice. Let's kind of go a different way. Do you know Wade Waldrop? Was he at Chelsea at any time you were there?
Okay. Yes. Wade was my AD that hired me at Chelsea, and we worked together for either, I think, 6 of my 8 years there. He was the head football coach, and is still a good friend. We talk a couple of times a year and catch up, and yeah, man, he's had a great career and is doing great things up in North Alabama.
Well, you know, he was at James Clements, I think, now for 8 years, 54-35 over 8 years. He just took the Florence job.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Yeah, he just took
staying
the
staying up north,
job.
I guess.
Yeah, he's staying in the north, and but he was at Chelsea with you guys for 7 years, and boy, I'm telling you, he's a special guy to a lot of people up in North Alabama. My buddies up there tell me that's a great hire for Florence, and I really wanted to mention that to you. I didn't know if you knew it, but
I didn't know it. And they're getting a great guy, a great coach, but man, just such a great guy for the community and to lead young men. He is an outstanding guy, great family man, a believer, and loves the Lord and does everything the right way, man. I'm excited for them.
Boy, that is good news. That's good stuff, and that's what we like to hear here on PSR. Mike, thank you so much for taking some of your time out this morning to spend with us on PSR. Congratulations on a great, great win, and golly, we love what you're doing with our kids at UMS Wright.
Thanks, Coach. See you soon.
Take care. Michael Knapp, boy, he does a great job with basketball. And I'm going to tell you, it's tough. Basketball is hard, because what it is, UMS has always been, I mean, really, really strong in football and baseball and been pretty good in basketball.
Right.
Eddie Holmes, who was an avid golfer,
right,
who I love dearly, did a great job there for many years. And, boy, I tell you, they won a state championship there at one time. But, boy, Michael Knapp has really reinvigorated that program at UMS. Right?
You know, and I think part of it is what he just said just a few moments. The foundation that he's laying with these boys is that's not just short term. That's long term.
That's right. And he's making a difference in their lives athletically,
exactly,
academically, and spiritually, which I think is the most important thing we can do as coaches. I did want to tell you there is a change at Gulf Shores. Mark Hudspeth has come in, taking the head coaching job there. Former North Alabama coach, Louisiana Lafayette head coach, Mississippi State assistant coach, Austin Peay head football coach. He won a state championship at the 1A level in Mississippi at Winston Academy, the Class A private school title. We'll be back with more Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. That is one Tom Petty. And I can tell you this, Mark Lassiter, if you're listening, if you just have a break and you're listening, that's all about you, dude. You've been talking about Tom Petty for years. You got him. There he is. Just for you, pal. You know, Randy, and please, if people could just hear what goes on in between, it would be probably the most entertaining part of the 2 hours, but
or it would run them off for sure.
Probably run them off for sure. That's a definite thing. You know, we get the chance to visit with, golly, I hate to say this, that was my number 89, but the number one 89. That would be one Russ Wood, clear out of Elba, Alabama, the son of one of my a guy that was a mentor to me as a young offensive line coach who had no problem telling me you're crazy as, you know, whatever.
Fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank, trying to block something that way. And he taught me more. Mack Wood probably taught me more about coaching than I guess any guy that I've ever been around. David Cutcliffe was wonderful. Harry Wayne Parrish was wonderful. Steve Savarese was wonderful. But Mack Wood, he got down and dirty with you, and he absolutely made a huge impression on me. Good morning, 89. How you doing, pal?
Great, Coach. Great. Appreciate that. How you doing, Randolph and Ian behind the glass, my old Sunday school boy?
You know, one of the things is we always have to introduce him when he comes on the show with us. Is number 89 in the old Alabama program, always number one in your heart. Russ Wood, all right? And if you don't do it like that, like it's written, then he gets upset with you. So, but no, 89, good to have you on board. Of course, got a big game coming up on Monday as the Crimson Tide host the Buckeyes of Ohio State. You know, this is they haven't played. This is not what you would call a rivalry. Coach, I don't think you'd call this a rivalry because they haven't played that many times against each other.
I think four. I think they've played four.
This will be
times.
The fifth, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it goes back, I think, the 19. Now, were you there, Russ, at Alabama for the 1978 Sugar Bowl?
No, I was at the game. As you know, that's one of the few games me and Dad went. He got some tickets, and we were there that night, and then. The next year against Penn State, the 79, I was a recruit, just freshly committed. So I got to go to that one and then got to play in the 79 or the 80, 79 year, the 80. You know, back then we played on New Year's Day.
But let me say this, Randy. He always wanted to go to Auburn. He did. I'm just telling you. A kid from Elba, Alabama fits in, and I'm telling you, he's one of us. He wanted to go to Alabama. I mean, to Auburn. He did, and he'll never say that on the air. But he did want to go to Auburn.
Coach, I just wanted to play. I was one of those overachievers, and you know, being a coach's son, you know, I had some, but you know, Florida State, Southern Miss, and Troy State were my choices. Auburn, I was the only recruiting trip I took. Told me I was too small, Coach.
Yeah.
Too small.
But if they'd have told you, you'd have gone.
Oh, I can't answer that, but yes, I want to play college football.
Well, your two children really did what they were supposed to do. They went where they were supposed to.
Hey, Coach, I bring up that 1978 Sugar Bowl simply because Alabama won that 35-6, but right. Two coaching legends. The only time they really met, I believe, was Coach Bear Bryant and Woody Hayes met in that 78 Sugar Bowl, and there you go. I mean, you have to go back and look at that broadcast of that. One of my all-time favorites, Keith Jackson. And Eric Parsegian did the announcing on that. And I remember, and Russ, I know one of the highlights of your career there at Alabama was Keith Jackson calling your name out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The Cotton Bowl of 1980 against Baylor, we're playing, and I was on the punt team, and I recovered a fumble. And I've got a little clip of that. I mean, that was the first time I ever heard, it might have took 4 or 5 months for us to see the replay back then, but to hear Keith Jackson call your name was pretty special. And then he called the 315. He called some other great games for us too.
Okay, let's do this. It was not a surprise. Alabama beat Notre Dame by more than 2 touchdowns. Most of us, that was an anticipated outcome.
Sure. Right.
But Ohio State getting revenge and kind of saying, Dabo, we're not number 11 in the country. And they beat Clemson, and they beat Clemson. I mean, it wasn't any kind of – there was nothing in the barn left when Ohio State got through with Clemson after that game. It was clearly a huge victory for Ohio State. Now, going into this game, talk to us, and we're going to keep you for 2 segments if that's okay. But going into this game, what do you feel like Alabama has to do to win the game? Because I'm going to go the other way in a minute and ask you the same thing about Ohio State.
Well, you know, watching what Ohio State did, if you saw one of the clips during the game, they had the scoreboard in the weight room all year of the game before, the year before. They were focused on Clemson. All right, you know, and they kind of proved a point. So, you know, Coach, you have a big win. How many times have we seen the letdown, the enthusiasm, the effort, everything that goes into preparing? And this is a huge game, and they're preparing, but they're having that letdown. Look how many times people had lost the week after a big game. Now, with Alabama, you got all the distractions. Yes, Alabama's good. We know they're good against, a weak conference this year. But you got a coach, your offensive coordinator's taking a job. You got a couple other coaches taking jobs. You got kids winning all these awards. I love the awards. Don't get me wrong, but I wish they would wait the end of the season to do that. The week before the biggest game in this, the kid's career, they want to put him on the stage, and it really is a distraction. So you know more than anything, Coach. You know, coaching homecoming. Daddy used to hate homecoming because of the distraction.
Well, there's no doubt about that. That you've got so many things that are going to play into the outcome of this game. And when I think about it, I think about two things. I think about, can Ohio State dominate clock time? If they can keep the ball out of that prolific Alabama offense, they've got a chance to win the game. How do they do that? Because Alabama's defense is not the best defense that they've had, but they sure aren't porous. I promise you, they're pretty doggone solid. How does Ohio State dominate this football game as far as time of possession?
I think they got to come out with a plan that we hadn't seen. You know, all teams have that, that one in the back of the playbook that they hadn't used that year, or they used it a little bit. I mean, you saw where Coach Saban, I think, talked to the coach that was in Indiana that is a defense coordinator at South now. Yeah. I mean, they had made a big deal about that, but that goes on. You get all the information from the schools that have played a school, and Indiana played them tough. So we've got some information on them that we probably wouldn't have had, personal information. So it's all about, is Ohio State going to come with their game plan against Clemson? Are they going to, they're going to bring out those four new plays we hadn't seen?
You know, Coach, you talk about that bulletin board material that Dabo did for Ohio State, and boy, just gave them all kind of motivation. Go back to 2015 when Ohio State and Alabama played in the Sugar Bowl. I was there, and Ohio State won that 42-35, all right? Now, think about this. Now, I know we only have a second left here in this segment, but think about this. Alabama was ranked number one going into that Sugar Bowl, and Ohio State was ranked number four. So you got pretty much the same scenario, except it wasn't a national championship, all right? Do you think that Coach Saban is using that as motivation? Now, quite frankly, those guys that played in 2015, they're all gone, all right? But he's got to be using that as some type of motivation to get this win. What do you think, Russ?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you can look back on a situation, when you're number one and number five beat you, I mean, you're expected to win and you don't. There's always learning curve right there. And it's just a matter of, like I said, the distractions.
Yep.
And, us showing up with our A game and being ready. And then, Ohio State, if they bring their game that they have against Clemson, it's going to be a long night for both teams. But
let me just mention this real quick.
I think we'll take advantage.
Hey, Coach, Alabama's an 8-point favorite. In 2015, they were a 7-point favorite.
Well, I can promise you Coach Saban hadn't mentioned 215.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think he's mentioned it at all. Hey, we'll be back more with Russ Wood. Got another segment to go. We'll talk Alabama, Ohio State right here on the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Can you just let that run for just a minute?
I'm telling you.
Oh,
that
my gosh.
Some good stuff.
A little Boss Gags back in the day.
Our buddies, Braxton Counts and Jimmy Duncan. Jimmy's a 30-year congressman out of the state of Tennessee. They can help anyone with governmental affairs. great influence in Montgomery, Washington, D.C. And as our country is kind of in a little bit of disarray right now, these two guys have great influence in Montgomery, Knoxville, Tennessee, and in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And many people rely on either the state or the federal government for their businesses. And Braxton and Jimmy can put you in front of the right people. So if you find yourself in need of working with Montgomery or Washington, D.C., contact Braxton Counts at 251-476-9900. Now, let me say this to you. If you've had some legal problems, I hope you will give our good friend David Green and the attorneys at Green and Phillips a call. You talking about being treated like family? Those guys treat you like family. Those guys and gals, they treat you like family. And remember, they will do everything in their power to make you have a smile on your face when you walk out of their new offices over on Florida Street.
Hey, Coach, a couple of things real quick. You know, one of the great sponsors of both your show and Southern Fairways Golf Show that you can hear each Sunday right here on FM Talk 106.5 and Sports Fox Sports Central Alabama, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. It is the best Cajun food along the Gulf Coast. If you folks in Birmingham, Montgomery, Lake Martin, Auburn, you're coming down this way, you got to go to Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Now, they got some big news, all right, Coach, some big news. They've extended the hours on the weekends. They're now open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday, 10 to 9.
That's great.
On Sunday, brunch is served from 10 to 3. And listen, they've got 12 brand new heaters out there on that wonderful big deck. Okay. And you can sit out there, stay warm, and watch the beautiful sunsets as it is perhaps the best place to be on the Mobile Delta if you're looking for a great scenery, you're looking for a great ambiance. And you're looking for fantastic food. You got to check out Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. They're located just south of I-10 on Highway 98. Coach, we say on the show it's about a driver. If you got a north wind, maybe a 9-iron, otherwise maybe an 8-iron, and you're right there on the back deck. Do check them out. It is absolutely fantastic food. As a matter of fact, one of the proprietors, Matt Brandt, is going to be on our show tomorrow to tell us a little bit more about it. And if I may mention to you, okay, maybe a couple of suggestions. You've never been over there before. Maybe you've been there before and you don't really know what you want to try. Let me throw this at you. One of my all-time favorites. Voodoo pasta with blackened alligator tail will be your favorite from now on. I can promise you that. Maybe you're not into pasta. Maybe you want to try some Wagyu steak. All right, how about that?
That's good stuff.
Coach, the food is fabulous, but I'm going to tell you one you got to try. And when we went over and had Boone's birthday party over there, that grilled salmon was absolutely perfect. But dude, check them out. Boudreaux's Cajun Grill right there on off Highway 98 in Daphne.
Now, Russ is headed that way.
He's already gone. Already he's hung gone. Up and he's gone.
He's, that way. He's gone. We're talking to Russ Wood, old number 89. And had the opportunity to play for one of the greatest coaches in the history of college football. And Coach Bryant, and I can tell you right now, the stories are in great abundance. I mean that. They're legendary. And if you don't believe that, ask Kelly.
Well, absolutely. I got to tell you, and Russ, you're okay with me telling this story. We're playing in a celebrity golf event down in Gulf Shores. This has been a number of years ago.
Right.
And it's Russ, it's me, it's Matt Fetner with Bryant Bank, and it's big number 77, Barry Krause.
Ooh,
all right?
Wow.
So we're out there. We start on the first tee, and Russ starts telling some stories. We go, you know, Russ would stand up and get ready to tee off, and he'd back off and tell, man, it was third down with 3.2 seconds left or whatever. And then he'd go and he'd swing. We go to the next hole. Russ get up to tee off. He'd back off, and he'd start telling another story. Barry said, Russ, I'm going to tell you something, brother. If you don't hurry up and hit that golf ball and you shut up with those stories, all right, I'm fixing to tackle you. We had a great time, didn't we, Russ?
Yeah, we did. That was good. Yep. Some of those stories, they just keep coming out. Some of them we can't talk about, but, you know, a lot of them, you know, they just start coming out.
All right, Russ, what we really want to get from you right now is I want you to – you give us a personal – if you want to break it down, but how does Alabama win this game?
Well, I mean, you know, defensively, you know, like we always joked about, Coach Bryant used to always say, defense wins championships, offense sells tickets. You know, and right now the defense has their hands full. We're – good. You know, we're at that media. You know, we're at that. You know, we're not that elite defense like we were in '92 and some of the other, you know, great games that we had with a really good defenses. You know, we've got to maintain, you know, our composure, our distractions, and, you know, just be ready for whatever Ohio State brings. I think our offense is, you know, goes without saying they can score. They can score on anybody. Now, if they slow them down, we get into a, you know, a defensive game, it's going to be real intense. If they can't slow us down and they can't keep up, you know, hopefully we'll pull away. So it's I think it's going to come down to the highs of defense plays.
Hey, Russ, let's talk real quick. Let me flip over to the offense for just a second. You look at Justin Fields, quarterback. Of course, he got hit pretty hard in that Clemson game. And, right. You know, there's been talk about they're trying to get COVID to reschedule the game, and that's not going to happen. It is going to play on Monday night. But Fields got hit pretty hard, and you've heard rumors of his cracking three or four ribs, whatever. How important is that going into that game Monday night for Ohio State?
Very, very, because, you know, if you've ever had bruised ribs or cracked ribs, every time you breathe, it hurts. So he's got a pad. You notice when he left the game, he came back with a rib cage pad. We used to have to wear those back in the day when we had crazy defenses that we ran, but they're not comfortable. You know, quarterbacks, you wear them a lot in the NFL, and a lot of colleges wear them. So that is a target. You know, unfortunately, do you go after his ribs? Absolutely. As a defensive guy, if you're wounded, you know, when I tackle you, I'm not going to try and tackle you like the young man from Clemson. I mean,
yeah.
Coach, you know more than, you know, any of us. You know, if you don't see your target and lock up, you know, the tackling's been awful in the SEC and the whole country this year. I mean, like the play that Najee did when he jumped over the kid had his eyes closed with his head down. Great, great move by Najee, but if he's got his eyes on the target and he locks up, he wipes Najee out. So, you know,
well, Russ,
you can't target, you know, a guy, but when I tackle you, you know, look at some of the linemen, you know, when you tackle a guy, do you try not to fall on him? No, you fall on him. You got a 300-pound guy rolling up on you, you know, after a play. That's some of the toughest, you know, feelings,
well,
you're going to have as a quarterback.
I think too, you've seen a lot of shoulder tackling, Coach, and that is not the way you're supposed to tackle. But I got to ask you something, Coach. A while ago in that last segment, I had made a statement about Coach Saban potentially using the 2015 loss at the Sugar Bowl to the Buckeyes maybe as some motivation. You disagree with that, and I think that you have probably sold me on that.
Yeah,
that was one of those off the year conversations.
Yeah. Well, and I think Russ, you'll agree with this. There is Coach Saban doesn't go back. He doesn't look backwards. He's a forward thinker, and he's playing in the present. And those were different players, different years, different circumstances.
Right.
And I would not think that Coach Saban has mentioned anything about 2015. I think it's all about 2020, 2021. That's all it's about, nothing else.
Yeah, I agree, Coach, because you never want, especially a negative, and even if you won the game, you don't want to go back and, well, we did this, we did that.
Yeah.
That's not what you know, you're not coaching that. You're coaching what you have right now. Right now, he's got all these distractions. You know, we saw with Lane Kiffin a couple of years ago when he took a, you know, head coaching job. And what happened, you know, is his mind 100% on the game that night, even though it's a national championship game, or is he thinking about those next recruits that he wants to impress to come to his school? So I'm a little worried about that, but I hope Sarkisian will stay true to his form and bring his A game. And if our offense, you know, if they show up like they have all year, I think we'll be okay. It's just our defense what I worry about.
We're visiting with Russ Wood right here. Coach, I got to ask you a question real quick. All right, he goes in here. If he wins this national championship, and we're talking about Nick Saban, that'll be his seventh national championship. Does that put him, and a lot of folks that are big Coach Bryant fans, and Russ, you're one of those, that always will not forget Coach Bryant. I don't think you do that. But my question to you is, does the conversation then go to he's the greatest coach that has ever coached not only at Alabama but in college?
I don't think there's any doubt that Nick Saban is on Mount Rushmore of college coaches. I think he is, his face is right there, and I don't think there's any doubt about that. I've never, ever, ever doubted – that he was the best. I mean, I just think he does everything exactly the way it's supposed to be done. And, gosh, even you talk to players that have played for him, they don't – you know, all they do is I learned the game of football from the best man that I think I could ever learn it from.
So the question becomes, how long does Coach Saban stay? Does he stay another 3 years? Is it 5 years? Or does he do a Joe Pa?
I don't think you can see the end for Nick Saban. I don't think Miss Terry's going to make that decision. I mean, I think she wants him to coach as long as he can coach Russ. And I think he's in his prime, really. I do. I don't think there's any letdown for Coach Saban.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. And, like, I've been asked that question a lot. And, you know, I think he's in that, you know, I just hate to put one guy above everybody, but the best coaches in a conversation. And, you know, I always go back to, you know, look at when Coach Bryant was coaching. You know, you had Woody Hayes, Eric Parcese, and you had, you know, Bo Schembechler. You had all these guys, these legends, 10 and 20 year coaches that he had to deal with. You wouldn't have got Najee Harris from California if John McKay was the USC.
Hey,
we wouldn't have got Mark Ingram from Michigan.
No. Russ, we got to get out of here.
Yep.
We got to get out of here. Take care. God bless. We'll see you soon,
Coach Lasser. We're praying for him. And thank you guys for the show and all you do for high school sports.
Take care.
See you.
We'll be back with more Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.
This segment of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile, is the summer home of Camp Rappahoe, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace. You know, when we get around to talking about decisions that we make in life, one of the things that we've been studying this week is Psalm 32, the third and fourth verses. When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of summer. A coach whom I barely knew called to ask if we could meet. As we began to talk, it was obvious that he was in turmoil. He unloaded his story. On a scouting trip, he pulled off and had too much to drink. And he'd never done that before. He had lots of issues in his own personal life. Shame and guilt were eating him up. How could he break this news to his wife that he had had a terrible night, that he had tried to wash away his sins with alcohol? He hoped that, as not only a person who is a leader of young men, but as the team chaplain, he could somehow clear his conscience and clear his record and erase this overwhelming guilt. I think one of the things that helped him the most was he had a dear friend that pointed him to Jesus, the one who died to pay for our sins, the one who forgives those who enter into those things that bring us down off the mountaintop. And the coach really wasn't interested. The only thing he wanted was a way out of his guilt. You know, there's a lot of things that we do in our life that make us want to run away from our guilt. But the one thing as coaches that we always try to do is we try to formulate a game plan that will help us be victorious on the field. But what we fail to do oftentimes is we don't have the game plan to help us win in the game of life. And the only way that we can do that is to acknowledge that which troubles us and that which leads us down a road which really is a road of destruction. What that coach ended up having to do after a night on a recruiting trip and after a night of trying to wash away his sorrows with alcohol, he acknowledged his sin to his Heavenly Father. And he did not try to hide what had taken place sitting in a bar off of a lonely interstate stretch of highway. He said, "I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and he will forgive me of my guilt," just as Psalm 32 tells us. You know, David, like most life legends, experienced personal failure in his life. But in God, he found grace, forgiveness, strength, and hope. So if you've had those circumstances in your life, if you've had days or nights where you have just tried to wash away those transgressions, then we hope here at PSR you will turn to our Heavenly Father, because he is the one that will acknowledge you and will help you get to the next base that you need to get to. Sometimes in life, we only make it to first base trying to get all the way home. But if you share what you feel and give that to our Heavenly Father, then it'll be easy to round the bases to get home. And when you get home, you will have heard those words, "My faithful servant, welcome home." Randy, as we go about this national championship week, I always like to hear, and on the golf course, it's really funny. You hear all these different ideas of how, and golfers are golfers, all these ideas about how Alabama's going to win or how Ohio State's going to win or what they're going to do. Bottom line, who wins this football game?
Well, I have to think, if you put it on paper, Alabama wins it. It's going to be a very close game, all right? I have to go with Alabama. With everything, you add it all up, Alabama wins this ball game. And, Coach, I'm going to tell you my prediction on this ball game. Are you ready?
Yeah.
47-35.
I think it could get into the hundreds. I really do. I think both of these offenses are prolific. I do. I think it could be a 48-41 game. I think it could be even as high as 52-45. These two offenses are pretty doggone salty.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how Fields do it.
How healthy is Fields? How healthy is he? I don't see any drop off with Steve Sarkisian. I really don't. I just think he is made of. He has been molded. His life is completely changed, and those things that he had in his life, Coach Saban has really helped him, and I think that he wants to go out the way he needs to go out as a national champion. Now, they may not, but I think Alabama wins the game 48 something like 31-32.
Okay, so we're not far off from each other. Yeah, no, congratulations to him as getting the coaching job there at Texas. And again, you know, mentioned Mac Jones. He gets the Unitas Golden Arm. Congratulations to him. I think it's going to be a great ball game. I'm excited about it. I'm glad they're going to play it. Okay, so it should be an interesting night on Monday night.
Well, I know all during this week there's been all of the rip-roar from different media outlets that there was a problem maybe with Ohio State and COVID. That became very clear when the athletic director came out and said, "We're good, we're going to play, and game on."
Absolutely. Coach, if I can mention real quick again, we're tomorrow, 11 to 1 o'clock, me and Danny Spivey, Southern Fairways Golf Show. We'll talk golf first, but we'll certainly talk some football. And check out our magazine. Our publisher, Joey Johnson, has done an outstanding job with it. You can pick those up or go online to southernfairwaysgolf.com. And if I can say this in closing, everyone that's listening, hit a knee and say a prayer for this country.
Absolutely. 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 Because
no matter which side you're on, you better hit a knee.
We better all get together real quick. Real, real quick.
As my son always says, get your life right.
Get it right. Get it right. Hey, thanks for being a part of PSR. We appreciate so much all of our sponsors that keep us on the air 52 weeks out of the year. Thank you for what you do. We go through them: Alpha Insurance, Auto World, Century Bank, Blue Water Lumber, CNC Financial and Auto Sales, Charleston Gas Lanterns, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, Encore Rehabilitation, Braxton Counts and Jimmy Duncan, Green and Phillips, Hearts for Athletes, Janino's Pizza, Cravers, Old Time Feed and Garden Supply, Williams and Brothers out of Atlanta, and the Mitchell Corporation. Remember this, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, He is always with you. See you same place, same time next week.